Following Peter's confession that Jesus is the Christ, the second half of Mark's Gospel focuses primarily on what it means for Jesus to be the Christ. In these chapters, Jesus emphasized that as the Messiah, he had to suffer and die for his people. And this was a radical idea for his disciples. But why? What did the Jews in Jesus' day expect the Messiah to do?
The mainstream expectation was that the Messiah would be a son of David and that he would bring in political peace, that he would drive out the Romans. You can read this today in a book called The Psalms of Solomon. The Psalms of Solomon speak of the wicked who are in Israel, probably thinking of the Romans and some within Israel who compromised with the Romans. And it teaches very clearly that when the Messiah comes, he will come as a military ruler. He will expel the sinners. He will bring in righteousness, and then the people of God will dwell in peace. And it's clear, I think, in reading the New Testament. We think of John 6, for example, where the Jews came to make Jesus a king, that this is what the Jews of Jesus' day expected of him as well. And of course, as you know, Jesus crossed them up again and again. He seemed to have no interest in this political realm that they were expecting. He surprised the religious leaders again and again with his stance towards the law, which I think was a right understanding. He focused, of course, on women and tax collectors and sinners. I think the religious establishment believed that the kingdom would come in if Israel would obey the law. They actually viewed Jesus as a threat in that regard, because Jesus didn't seem to be advancing obedience to the law, but transgression of it, at least in their view.